This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
This ability of Norman Mailer to adjust his beliefs continually reminds the reader of the ethical texture of Mailer's thinking.
Philip Cipiora reads from his preface to Mind of an Outlaw, a collection of essays from author Norman Mailer, a collection that Cipiora also edited. The USF professor of English and Film Studies has studied Mailer for decades. He currently serves as the editor of the Mailer Review, an annual magazine of articles, interviews, and work relevant to the life of the literary legend.
I find Mailer to be exceptionally inspirational because of his dogged eclecticism, his resistance to the status quo.
Cipiora is among more than 40 authors who will be presenting their work at this Saturday's 21st annual Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading at the USF St. Petersburg campus.
I'm looking forward to meeting readers who are interested in Mailer and perhaps being able to answer questions about him and his work and spread the gospel, as it were.
Times book editor Colette Bancroft assembles the roster of authors. She says by tapping into USF as what she calls a rich resource of talent, the festival truly becomes a community event.
Not just we can get these writers who live, you know, in New York or wherever, but we're also eager to bring you writers who live here, who teach here, whom you can get to know, meet them at the festival, know about their work, and just see that that's something that really adds to the Tampa Bay community's cultural atmosphere.
Francie's mother was there, roused from her couch, her eyes red-rimmed, her hands large and veined and clutching something they learned was the baby blanket Francie still slept with. Her father was there, an older-looking man hunched over in a sports shirt. "Geppetto," Sadie whispered. She and Betty laughed, nervous laughter they believed Francie might have forgiven them for.
Karen Brown, a continuing instructor in the USF Department of English, is making her third appearance at the festival. This time she'll be talking about her debut novel, The Longings of Wayward Girls. The psychological suspense thriller about a woman whose past comes back to haunt her was released this past summer. Brown says she likes talking to people, particularly aspiring writers, about the process of writing a book.
It's really fun to be able to share that because writing is such a lonely, kind of solitary activity. So when people ask you, well, how did you come up with this idea? It's always fun to share that.
What I want to remember in the next life, that each morning begins with birds, that spring evenings wake tree frogs into chirping frenzies, that their sound is the metronomic beat of your sleep, that you enter symphonic dreams of crescendo croaking.
Our third USF English teacher, Associate Professor Ira Sukrungrung, will be reading poetry from both his latest book, In Thailand It Is Night, and a work in progress called The Green We Speak. Sukrungrung enjoys the intimacy of reading poetry to a crowd. He says it makes him feel like he's romancing the audience.
It's almost like a seduction. I love that feel. I love the look of my audience when I'm reading my poetry. It's almost as if I'm casting a spell.
And for Sukrungrung, like many who attend the Festival of Reading, it's all about that last word in the event's title.
Why I love this festival, it is a celebration of reading. And it's something that we don't really talk about nowadays, is the art and joy of reading. And reading is really what got me to become a writer. Reading is this connection to this other world, this other place. And I think that's worthy of celebration.
The 21st annual Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading is this Saturday at the USF St. Petersburg campus. To hear more from all three authors, including further excerpts from their work, check out the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.